Well, friends, thank you so much for watching today. We are glad you are here. And Janelle, what are we chatting about today? Because I don't know.
Okay, we are talking about, well, last night, Ken and I were just having a little discussion about this book, Searching for and Maintaining Peace by Father Jacques Philippe. And this book has been a little jewel in our home for the last few years. I think this is my third time reading it. And I don't read books multiple times typically. I just find I'm a really slow reader. And so, but this book has been highlighted and underlined, and there's just so many good things. And we were talking about one of the points that Father Jacques Philippe makes is that we have a fear of suffering, and often that fear of suffering can upset our peace, can make us feel anxious, because, you know, for the most part, most of us do not like suffering.
It's true.
Carry on.
Carry on.
Do you like to suffer? No. He does mention how, like, you know, obviously we live in a world where there's evil, and evil is a mystery, it's a scandal, and it's always going to be. So I think we just need to assume, like, yes, okay, there's going to be evil. That is part of the world that we live in. But one thing that I really thought was really critical for us to remember is that regardless to what happens, and I feel like just in the state of the world today, sometimes we feel like things are closing in and things are changing continuously and very quickly. You know, new restrictions are being, brought out in the media what feels like to me almost every single day. Mm-hmm. And so you just start feeling like, okay, what's going on? And even though sometimes it feels like maybe some of our liberties or our freedoms are being taken away, he says there is one thing that can never be taken away from us. And just, like, to remember, this was not written like yesterday. This was written like years ago without knowing what our current situation is. So it's like timeless, right? So he says there's one thing that can never be taken away from us. One thing that is essential and we can never be deprived of. And that is God's presence. It can never be removed from us. His peace and all that is necessary for the complete fulfillment of our lives according to his plans for us. So regardless to what is happening around us, God's presence cannot be taken from us.
It reminds me of John 10. I believe there Jesus says that he is the good shepherd. So when the presence of God is with us, we might not react very positively to that statement because we might not want the presence of God, especially if we don't think God is good.
That's true.
So one thing that makes me think of is that our fear and anxiety rises up, not simply because of the fact that we forget God is with us, but we forget that he is with us and that he is good. Jesus says he is the good shepherd. He put that adjective in front of shepherd for a reason. He could have said, I'm an impersonal shepherd, I'm a distant shepherd, or I'm just a shepherd, but he didn't. He's like, he's the good shepherd. So that means everything that God allows in our life is good for some reason.
Right. Yeah. And another, like, quote that Father Jacques Philippe makes reference to is from Saint Therese. And Saint Therese of Lisieux says that God does not permit unnecessary suffering. Though that can be very hard for us to understand, especially when we are going through great suffering. And I feel, for me personally, I have not undergone great suffering, unlike many of my friends or even some of my relatives. However, we can trust and believe that God does not allow suffering for no good reason.
That's hard to accept sometimes.
Yes. So Father Jacques Philippe also, talks about that, because he says that suffering is a mystery. And sometimes mysteries are part of our faith, like the Trinity is a mystery. Yeah. And we don't know, it's not something to be solved. I was just teaching this to our kids in our religion program, how mysteries are not like a puzzle to be solved, but it's something for us where we have to believe and trust that God has allowed it to remain a mystery for a reason. And suffering is one of those mysteries. He says that there are inevitably circumstances where we cannot understand the why of God's activity because it is no longer the wisdom of man. So where would there be room for confidence? If we knew all of God's ways, we wouldn't have a need to trust him. It is true that for many things we would not act as God would act. We would not have chosen the folly of the cross as a means of redemption. Because the cross does seem quite, like, when you think of it, like, God chose Jesus to die on the cross to save us. That seems kind of different,
doesn't
it?
And very few accepted that in that moment, too.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so, but fortunately, it is the wisdom of God and not ours that rules all things, because it is infinitely more powerful and more loving, and above all, more merciful than ours.
And I suppose that if we fall into the trap of always needing to know, God, why are you letting this happen? Mm-hmm. We have no need of faith. Mm-hmm. Because then we're leaning on our own understanding, which is contrary to what I think Scripture says, isn't it? Lean not on your own understanding.
Okay, so there's this one Scripture that I know that you've used a lot in your when you speak in, at public events. It says, from Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, "What eye has not seen nor ear heard, what the human heart has not conceived, what God has prepared for those who love him, this God has revealed to us through his Spirit." So I just think we have to remember, despite whatever suffering, we have to keep our eyes fixed on the prize. Hmm. Your dad says that.
My dad says that lots.
And it says also in Scripture, and I think it's so good, Scripture is really important to always come back to. I feel like I haven't given it the importance that it should have in my life. So in Romans, it says, "The sufferings of the present time simply don't compare with the glory to come that will be revealed to us." The end.
The end. Let us know your thoughts in the comments, and please share this video for those who might be blessed by this message. God bless you guys. Thank you so much, friends, for watching this video. Remember to hit that subscribe button and bell so that YouTube has to notify you of our next video. And share this video on Facebook. Let's spread the good news of our Catholic faith. And thank you so much to our Patreon members who have allowed us to make these videos possible. You guys are amazing.